Easter weekend, Passover. What's the difference between Easter and Passover? Is your family celebrating
Old and
Easter?
New Testament, correct?
Or Passover? 800-510-8255. Is it the first without a beloved family member? I was thinking about Tony. I think about Tony all the time. Kids
How
do
are
Megan.
Your kids doing with this? Is this, well, Megan is this a big holiday for you guys?
It was spring break, so Megan and Matthew went to England, and they took some of Tony's ashes with them so that they could distribute them off the coast of Devon, where Tony loved to go. She introduced me to England. She went to do her practicum, her student teaching, at an infant school in a little town called Kidlington, which is where Richard Branson lives. It's halfway between London and, it's near Oxford. It's not far from Oxford, actually. And so when we got married, first trip we took was to England. And I had never been there before. I'd been in Europe on the mainland, but I hadn't been in England. I fell in love with it immediately. Wonderful place in so many different ways. Just a fantastic feel. So we, Tony and I, over the course of our being together and the subsequent years, back and forth to England, four, sometimes five times. When Megan was in school there, we were back and forth. I went over there every month. I've probably been to England 48, 49 times in my life.
Wow.
And it was a trip that I started with Tony, and she loved it there, and especially the coast. So she asked Megan on the next trip after, it was one of the last things she said to Megan, dump some of my ashes along the coastline in Devon, and that's what she did. And found a number of her friends to be pregnant, and that's certainly something that she's thinking a lot about. Anyway, so we all will think about a beloved family member, I think, if you've lost somebody this past year. And do you have a new member of your household? Who's new in your family to turn it around? You have
First Easter egg hunts for
children.
Some, right?
Yeah, right. First time a family together. Some folks will be celebrating because the soldier has come home. First time they've all been together since being in a theater of action. So I guess I just wonder about religious traditions. I'm not much on religion, but there are neat traditions that happen sometimes. It's not about me. It's about you. You love Easter. And I remember, frankly, back to when we were kids, getting dressed up the traditional way. My mother had some of the god-awfulest hats.
Oh, the Easter hats.
Look at my sister still has some of my mother's Easter hats.
My
they
mom used to make me wear a hat every year.
Looking things. Silly. Roberta, you have any hats? I'm trying to picture you
Easter
in
Easter hats,
hat.
Yes.
Really?
I look really good in hats.
Do you?
Roberta always wears hats at the Jazz Fest.
Why don't you take a picture of some of you, your hats, and let's put them up on the on the webpage. I'd like to see you in a hat.
Yeah, I look good in a hat.
Jennifer, she does.
In a hat. Jennifer in a hat. Jennifer would look good in a hat.
Oh, I told you. I wear cowboy hats.
A big, broad-winged, blue straw hat, kind of. A big,
feminine
straw hat.
No, I actually, I wear cowboy hats quite a bit.
Yeah. No, I don't
because of my, when I go out, you know.
I think women that wear cowboy hats look stupid.
Nah, she looks good.
Nah.
Go to her Facebook page. Look at the one of her at the festival, the music festival last year.
She's beautiful. I don't want to spoil that.
I thought it was a cute, anyway. I wear other hats, too, especially when I'm in the sun, because I'm fair, so I like to block out my face. So I do have a couple of big, broad straw hats, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
My sunning hats.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just something to be thinking about as we go into Easter weekend. Good Friday. Passover is taking place. Nobody found what the Muslim holiday was that coincides with Easter and Passover, though. I haven't heard from anybody, and I haven't actually taken the time to look it up.
Is there one? I don't think there is.
Why would there be one?
Because there always is one. There's always, in corresponding fashion, if you look at the important, they're all pagan holidays that are built around the religions, take them and try to do something with them. So there is...
Yeah, but they're still built around the Christian faith and Christ.
No. They're all built around pagan. They were originally pagan holidays that the Catholics basically took over. There's not an original... Christ was born on March 24th or 25th.
No. I understand that. I'm just, why would the Muslim holidays coincide with Christ?
That you go back to Christmas, and there's a Muslim holiday.
Ramadan.
A a Jewish holiday and there's a Christian holiday all at the same time.
Well, the Jewish holiday and the Christian holiday makes sense. I'm just not understanding. Well,
because you don't know anything about the Muslim religion. That's why it doesn't make any sense.
Apparently we don't.
No, we don't. None of us do. And that's part of the problem in understanding, right. You know, what we don't have any knowledge about. That's part of what all this is about. The supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, has some tips on Easter eggs, safety, cook them, don't eat them, that kind of stuff. He's the guy. There will be more eggs sold this weekend at supermarkets than at any time during the year.
Do you know how to make the perfect hard-boiled egg?
Interestingly enough, they won't get eaten. No, how do you do that?
Okay, perfect hard-boiled egg. Put the eggs in water, cold water, put them on the stove. When they hit a boil, turn them off, put the lid on the pan, and let them sit for 15 minutes.
Really?
That's it.
Oh, cool.
Easy. They're the best.
In a moment, we spend some time with one of my favorites, Michael McMaster, joins us to talk about motivation. If you need a little for today or for the weekend, you've come to the right place. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Michael McMaster joins Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, and me to talk about things that are important in a more sensitive nature. The way to bring yourself around to understanding, for example, Michael, that you really can't fail. People think, I'm a failure. There's no such thing as failure. If you have a good attitude, you can plan, you can execute, you can produce results. If the results aren't what you want, then you change your plan and try it again, right? What's wrong with that? I mean, Thomas Edison's the best example. Isn't he really? Think about it. How many times was the light bulb before it became something that worked? 1,000 times? Any number of things. And a couple of things came out of it that weren't what he was expecting, but yet they were productive, and I forgot what they were. Do you remember?
No, you never fail at anything. It's actually an experience that you go through that helps you learn what not to do the next time.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, everybody's life has these, you want to call them failures or whatever in it, but you just learn from them. But some people get hung up on them for years and years and years and never go forward anymore.
Yeah.
But it's just an experience that you go through to help you to get to the next point in your life.
Well, it's sort of signing up to life in a manner of speaking. Right? I mean, you've seen tens of thousands of people over the years, folks who have come to you for advice, for help, for motivation, and it takes all sizes. Some people want it for their love life. Some people want it for their business life. Some people, just, you know, they think about their adversities, which are basically the seed of greater opportunity. That's what Norman Vincent Peale said. And we were talking about religion a few minutes ago. How many people really do you think that you encounter get relief or help by going to their church or synagogue or house of worship?
It's prayer. I find that it's not so much going to the church. It's the prayer that they engage in, during the day or the nighttime that gives people relief. And when you talk to some people, prayer does produce miracles for them. And that's what people, I think, is a good idea for people to do. Anyway, religious or not religious, to engage in some kind of like gratitude or prayer. And that does bring, whether it's, you know, emotional or mental relief, or you actually have something happen in your life that brings relief as well.
Do you think it's an age thing? Are people who are in their 20s and 30s liable to approach something like this differently than someone in their 40s and 50s or beyond?
Oh, yeah. If they're people in their 20s, 30s, they're fearless. And so they think that, you know, they can just go through life and it'll be okay. And in some cases, there's that point. But as you become older, you become more concerned about things, actually, and then that's why they engage more in prayer. And, you know, like I said, it worked for a lot of people. Everybody should do it.
But prayer, thinking, I now, in the morning, most every day, I think as I wake up about the times in my life when I needed to overcome things, and I find that that's working for me, because I think back about, okay, well, this was a problem, and I thought it wouldn't get solved, but it did, and here's how it got solved. So that's kind of, what do you think of that for a path?
No, it's perfect. Two things I try to explain to people, that life is an adventure. Live it like an adventure, because that's really what it is. And the second thing is, if you have gratitude for what you have in your life, it'll grow and your life will become better. And so if you just live with those two aspects, you'll have a great life. Go ahead.
Now, I was thinking about Steve Jobs and how he figured out what he wanted to do and he made it happen. And now Apple is worth more than Yahoo, Microsoft, and Google put together. And yet he's not here to enjoy it. So something didn't happen right. I mean, a lot of things happened right, but the ultimate thing didn't happen right, or he could still be around to enjoy it, don't you think?
Well, I have a very different view on that. I believe that, you know, I believe in reincarnation. I believe that we come to this earth plane for certain periods of time to complete certain things. And when that period of time is up, it doesn't matter what it is, you cannot stop it.
Really? So he maybe will come back. All right, so that's an interesting theory and philosophy.
Yeah.
Check out all of Michael's CDs, very helpful, at michael-mcmaster.com, or you can find him on the co-host page at dougstefan.com.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sound for millions who are interested, love American Idol still. The contest continues, and as is usually the case on a weekly basis, some performers come in to plug their songs. We have a couple of examples of that, including this one from The Wanted, who showed up last night on American Idol, singing their number one hit, Glad You Came.
And all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. You cast a spell on me, spell on me. You hit me like the sky fell on me, fell.
Irrelevant. Anybody else?
You don't know this song?
No.
Pretty good song. You know this song?
It sounds like every other song.
I have a 5-year-old daughter, and that's all she listens to is the Pop Princess stations.
The Pop what?
She's a Pop Princess.
So am I, but I miss this.
What stations would be carrying this then?
Right? Mix 107.3, Fresh 94.7.
Kiss 102.7 in
sure.
Los Angeles. Right.
All those stations that play.
Jack FM.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
The today's hits.
All right. This is not a bad song, actually. I kind of like it.
No, it's okay.
Glad you came, Richie. Happy to have you here. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Warren, and Roberta Fasanelli. Here's Season 6 Idol contestant Kelly Pickler.
Who was supposed to be on with us a few weeks ago and then got canceled.
Oh, my God. Well, here she is singing Where's Tammy Wynette.
I like it.
Overdoing it, but that's how she talks.
I like the first song better.
No, I like this. This is cool.
Fine. You can like it all you want. I don't like it.
It's got sass. It's got attitude.
Yeah, it's funny, too. Where's Tammy Wynette when you need her? That's cute. I like it.
Where's Lynn Anderson when you need her would be my response to this. How many of you remember Lynn Anderson? Raise your hands, please.
Sure.
All right. Okay, so the person who got the short end of the stick last night apparently is Deandra Brackensick, who performed Master Blaster, and then the judges chose not to save her. What do we know about this song?
A little reggae there, is this Marley?
Yeah. Did I say her? I mean, I made that mistake with this guy every week.
Stevie Wonder song.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
But he didn't get it. He didn't make it. He's gone. There's one of the women left, too, I think, last night. Who is the woman that went away?
You know...
Anybody know?
Anybody who ever tries to do a Stevie Wonder song on American Idol always gets their rear end handed to them.
Yeah.
It's impossible to do, to recreate.
Maybe somebody who's producing the show ought to make that clear. TMZ reporting this week that the California mansion where the American Idol finalists are staying was a... was a location for a bunch of porn movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Last year, remember they had to leave because it was haunted?
Yeah. Yep. They heard screams, except it wasn't haunted. People were just working. Kelly Pick was singing.
Kelly Pick was singing.
Oh, come on, Reverend. I'm just a New York snob. Will you please? 28 after on Good Day.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time is 33 past the hour. Get up, get out, get your day going. It's Friday with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, and Doug's walking around in the manure pile somewhere. We'll be right back. Until then, you can wander on over to gooddayshow.com, dougsteffen.com, and check out today's poll, which is what are you having for your Easter dinner? Ham?
Reservations.
Turkey? We're eating out. Jennifer, that would be you. Haven't made our plans yet. Nothing special. It's just another day for me.
Aww,
that'd be Doug.
Sad.
And when's Easter?
That's going to be Doug.
Today's poll happened, Doug.
What happened?
While you were standing on the manure pile, today's poll happened.
That's a little personal. It's 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. One of the, we should have a...
Hey, can you explain to me something here?
Would you let me finish my sentence? You've already talked for a minute without me
talking
being
about
here.
Well, if you were here, you would have
had... I had other things that were more important to do.
Really? Did you hear that, everybody?
Yeah. Everything in its own time.
So go ahead. What
did everything come out all right?
From the Wonder of the Week department,
yes.
We have all heard and have acknowledged this elderly woman, the acknowledging... this being a wonderful thing. Sad that her husband died, but the fact that she got this plane onto the ground.
She rocked.
She really is an amazing woman. Her name is Helen Collins, and there's audio that's been released. What I had to do was I had to move fast, Rich. Thank you for calling it to everybody's attention.
Anyway. I could only read half of the phone book while I was in there.
Helen Collins... If there's a cooler cat around than this 80-year-old Wisconsin woman, I don't know who it is. Yesterday, the FAA released about 40 minutes worth of the Q&A going back and forth between her, the lady that was in the plane next to her, and other people on the ground. They were trying to get this woman down. It's a two-engine Cessna. As she prepares for the final approach, she's heard saying, I don't think I can circle again. I'm coming in too fast. So, Richie, I think you have...
I just have one. She's actually coming in for the landing set up here. You want that?
Yeah, let's listen to that.
They're giving her instructions.
The nose up. That's it. Cover on to the left. All right, not that.
nervous.
Really?
Okay, bring the nose down. Nose down. Nose down. Come on. Get down. Get down. Bring the power back. Power back. Power back. Reduce the power. Over. Reduce the power. Nose down. Over. Now, do you read me?
Scared now.
I read you.
You're not going to make it. No, don't dive for the runway. Do not dive for the runway. That's it. You're doing fine. There you go. Okay, good. Power back. Power back. Bring the nose down. Power back.
There it is.
Can't believe it. Total goosebumps. Wow.
Listening to that story.
With your dead husband sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, how do you stay cool under that circumstance?
Speaking of being cool, the U.S. Coast Guard yesterday blew up a Japanese ghost ship that has been floating around in the Pacific since last year's tsunami.
Really?
It was a shrimping vessel. Which didn't have any lights, no communication. They tried to get people onto it. It was they fired cannons at it, and it then caught on fire and sank last night in the Gulf of Alaska. It had 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel in it.
Ooh.
And they were worried that it might interfere with other ships as it was drifting around through the ocean. But it's been drifting through the ocean for what, 4, 5, 6 months?
Wow.
Just drifting around. So they decided to sink it. And that movie about the ghost ship, remember that from a few years ago? It was really scary. Remember there was some big ocean liner that that supposedly had ghosts in it, and people went on it, and all kinds of weird things were happening. I remember what the name of it was. Anybody remember the name of that movie? 800-510.
Wasn't it Ghost Ship, I thought?
Yeah, I think you're maybe right.
I mean, I think you got it.
Yeah. I think you're right on that. All right, cancel that order for 800-510-8255. You can always comment, though. Send email to Doug at DougStephan.com or follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. There is a controversy about a lady who writes for the Daily Mail in England called Samantha Brick. Apparently is a very handsome lady, attractive woman.
Subject to opinion.
Well, apparently she has gone viral with a story. I don't have a picture of this woman in front of me. Richie, I guess you do because you've been following this.
She's been on TV a little bit this morning, and I have a picture of her here in front of me. She's attractive. I mean, she's not knocked down, drag out, good looking, but she's attractive.
And?
Well,
what's the big deal?
She's a writer for the Daily Mail and decided to write an article that was published yesterday called Why Do Women Hate Me Because I'm Beautiful and Men Want Me?
Yeah.
And that's why women hate
those
you.
Those two things are why women hate you.
Right. Exactly. Hello, attitude.
Well,
hello.
This article went totally viral.
Why? What special? A lot of people have theorized this.
Twitter started having a field day with this thing, just making jokes about it, and it just exploded and went viral all over the internet.
Huh.
So everybody was making jokes about it, passing it around. So it got such an animated response from just around the world online that she followed it up today with another article that says, basically, see, I was right.
All right. So, Jennifer, what I'd like you to do, if you will, please, is a post on Facebook a picture of this woman, okay, and then ask the question, is she beautiful? Do you find, and maybe it'd be different for men and women, do you find this woman to be beautiful? Or, maybe people can post pictures of women they think are beautiful. How's that?
Oh, that's a good idea. We can do a little online beauty contest.
Well, let's do it.
I think the point more is, Do women really not like her because she is beautiful?
No, women don't like her because she has an attitude that says, I'm beautiful. If anybody who
wants to be
beautiful.
No, she has an attitude, I'm here, take me. Men like it, women don't.
I don't know, but she's not even that pretty. That's what's annoying about it. If she were drop-dead gorgeous, I tell you.
Right, she's not drop-dead gorgeous. No. But she's
beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and women who give off that aroma, if you will, that scent, that look and feel of desire, are thought of by men.
Men like bees? They really do. Yeah.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Women are not supposed to understand men. Men are not supposed to understand women.
You it's can like ask God's those cruel questions. Joke that we like each other.
Right, exactly. We are to learn from one another, and the reason we like each other is because we're supposed to make more of us. That's the whole idea. That's the genius behind reproduction, except it gets a little, out of control from time to time. 17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, women being treated differently than men. Several examples today of that, which we will go over. Speaking of men and women together, this is a story for both men and women about men and their health and women and their desire to keep their men healthy, especially if it's in his best interest and your best interest. I speak directly about the product called Master Prostate, which will help you get a better night's rest. The problem that men have when they get into their 50s and beyond is they wake up in the night because their prostate's not working well. They go to the bathroom and that disrupts sleeping habits. Not much fun for intimacy either. So why would you wait when you hear that Master Prostate's doing another million bottle giveaway? See your doctor for a checkup. Start taking Master Prostate formula. You will find that it does what I have found it does, and that is it works to keep you in bed 6.5-7 hours without having to go to the bathroom. Therefore, you'll get a great night's rest, and you can try it free. It's the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway times two. Pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your free bottle to have you stay well rested in bed is on its way. 800-421-1712. This is a limited-time offer. They gave away a million bottles last fall, and it worked so well they decided to give it away again. Call now for details. 800-421-1712. You're asking for Master Prostate. You'll tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen at 800-421-1712.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
One of the nation's largest car shows gets underway this week. The 2012 New York Auto Show will house some of the hottest concept cars and new production vehicles to date, including the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Now in its 10th generation, Impala is one of the industry's most enduring nameplates and the latest vehicle in Chevrolet's revamped passenger car lineup.
John Hahn is marketing director with Chevrolet.
The 2014 Impala will lead the Chevrolet lineup with greater refinement, advanced safety technology, and a bold design that will turn heads for years to come. We're excited for the all-new Impala to strengthen its dominance in the full-size sedan market.
The new Impala will be available in three trim levels and choice of four- and six-cylinder engine to maximize fuel economy. New safety technologies like full-speed range, adaptive cruise control, and collision mitigation braking are both firsts for Chevrolet. While forward collision alert, lane departure warning are new on the 2014 Impala. For more details, visit Chevrolet.com. I'm Steve Anwert reporting.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Yeah.
Pretty eager to do that. All right, absolutely. 12 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta, Jennifer, and Richie. Couple of things that shake the tree here when it comes to equality. There are people, I find this interesting only because of the source. The representative from Connecticut named Chris Murphy had, before lawmakers in the House last night, had a discussion about women and birth control. Mm-hmm. And he said it ought not to be up to a, quote-unquote, bunch of guys to decide whether women who work at religious schools and other institutions should have access to affordable birth control in their insurance plans or not.
Ding, ding, ding. Hey, you know, I had a creative idea about this a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
If women, if we really want to band together about this birth control issue and stop having men dictate how we take care of ourselves,
yeah,
we should just do a band together protest and stop doing the boom chicka boom boom. And I guarantee you, if we all stopped and nobody cheated, men would immediately, like within a day, they'd be like, okay, take whatever birth control you want. Do it.
You know how that plan will go. You go first.
Yeah, right.
All right. And in line with that, the president of IBM is a woman. You probably know the IBM folks sponsor the Masters in Georgia. This lady, normally the president of whatever company that sponsors, gets to play in the Masters. However, the course where the Masters plays does not allow women to join. I do have a problem, and I think this came up once before.
It came up when Tiger Woods won the first time.
Right. What, because his girlfriend couldn't come and play with him, or what? I don't remember.
Black members, too.
Oh, right. Yeah. Exactly. So, there's something to be said for those of you who love to play golf, maybe ought to be a little more introspective in circumstances like this.
Well, just those guys.
Yeah.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life.
Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Not that hot.
Yeah, told you. Yeah.
Thank you. I know. She's not that hot.
Samantha Brick, the Daily Times writer who wrote, "Why Do Women Hate Me Because I'm Beautiful?"
And then low forehead. Maybe they don't hate you. They're just distracted.
Yeah.
So can you tell me why we're playing a Night Ranger song, for the love of God?
Yes, this is from the movie Secret of My Success. Michael J. Fox movie number one during this week in 1987, Richie. That's why we are playing this song. As we get into movie moments with movie music, Chuck Curry is here to overview the movies coming out this weekend. Things that are exciting. Our poll yesterday, Chucker, who was the best James Bond? That was at DougStefan.com. 40% did as I suggested. It pretty much went the way I thought it would. 40% said Sean Connery. 22% said Roger Moore. 14% said Daniel Craig. 10% said Pierce Brosnan. Let's see here. George Lazenby and Timothy Dalton at about the same pitch. So, that's...
The new guy beat Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. All right, so that's yesterday's story. Yesterday's news. We need today's news. We need to know what's coming out this weekend that we can enjoy at the box office. Chuck Curry will do that job as our movie man, expert in video, DVDs, all things on screen. First, though, it's time for us to go back to the number one movie this week in 1997, 10 years after the other one we just highlighted, Richie. So let's see if we can figure this out. I believe the star is dead, if that helps you any. 800-510-8255. You have the right answer.
But maybe not.
These three clips from the movie. I'm just remembering vaguely what I think I know about the movie. Let's see. You can concur or not. Here's the first clip.
So what's your business?
Professional killer.
Do you get dental with that?
No.
No.
No what?
The star is not dead.
Okay, 800-510-8255.
Well, that's good news. That's good news.
The stars. If I'm correct, the star is my favorite actor.
Let me put a phone call into him and tell him.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Next clip.
I was sitting there alone on prom night in that rented tuxedo, and the whole night flashed before my eyes.
I realized finally,
and for the first time, that I wanted to kill somebody.
Yeah, this is my favorite actor.
Oh, good for you, Richie.
Yeah. So he's not dead.
Good news
flash.
Good.
Who did you think it was? That's what I'm wondering.
I thought it was Patrick Swayze in this movie.
No.
I get that now, Rich. Thank you for underscoring it.
Although he has a movie with the same words as the name.
Yeah.
So you just thought of the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Give me some credit anyway.
All right.
Next and last clip.
I just honestly don't know what I have in common with those people anymore. Nor with anyone, really. I mean, they all have husbands and wives and children and houses and dogs, and, you know, they've made themselves a part of something, and they can talk about what they do. And what am I going to say? I killed the president of Paraguay with a fork. How have you been?
800-510-8255. Know the name of the movie. Win the prize if you haven't won before. Chucker talks about the study that claims a million people have dumped cable for Netflix and Hulu. So if you're tempted to cut the cord, we may examine that along with what's coming up this weekend at the box office right around the corner on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
At 95 years young, Noah Hosh became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All right, so let's get to, first of all, the story about cutting the cord. What do you make of the number of people that are cutting off? Jennifer was just talking about it with the Chucker. It's getting so expensive, people say, I'm fed up with this.
Well, that's just the bottom line. It's this certain segment of the population that simply can't afford cable. It's just, you know, it's a lot of, even basic cable, probably about $60 or $70 a month.
Yeah.
If you have the premium
cost
channel.
Of programming, though,
it's over $100.
Yep, a lot of people think that it's just the cable operators raising prices, but you have networks like just ABC, for example, that might make you carry, if you want to take all the big ABC networks, then you have to carry the Disney offshoots, and you have to carry all the ESPN channels. So the programming costs are high.
Chucker, what's the number one movie this weekend? Make it quick.
It's probably going to be American Reunion, the third theatrical sequel to American Pie, which came out in 1999.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And also Titanic 3D, which I still think is the best film to win the Oscar for best picture in the last 15 years.
So Karen in Monroe, Louisiana. What's the name of that movie?
Gross Point.
Gross Point Blank was the number one movie during this week in 1997. So Richie will make